Welcome to the Checked Kicks podcast. I am your host, Josue Jimenez, and let's get right into it. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down my top five lists. Start from five, and each week work my way up to one. So, things like and these are going to be my personal, like, top five lists. So, fight, fighter, submission, knockout, performance, things like that. So, this episode, I'm going to start with number five on submission and knockout. So, number five on my top five all-time favorite, personal favorite knockouts is Carlos Condit versus Dan Hardy. So, I believe this was Dan Hardy coming off of the title fight, and Condit, you know, he's working his way up, and this was an interesting fight because this fight was nothing, not expected to hit the gun at all. So this was going to be a stand-up, like, just a great striking battle. So they start fighting, and I believe it ends in the first round, if I'm not mistaken. They're not really throwing wild or anything. They're going good. It's a good, clean striking fight, battle. And then they both throw right hooks that miss. And they both come back with left hooks. They both land on each other at the same exact time. And Carlos Condit kind of stumbles back a little bit when he gets hit. Or when his lands. But Dan Hardy absolutely just folds. Drops to the ground. Carlos Condit comes right over. One, two, and then the fight stopped. But the visual of that is what I can watch that knockout on loop for I feel like it could be hours, forever. I mean, it's so crazy because even when you watch a replay of it in slow-mo, it's just the way their first strikes miss, and then boom, both strikes land at the exact same time. I mean, if you can go and watch it, and you're going to be like, whoa. So, on my number five submission, man, picking submissions is kind of tough because I'm a little bit of a sucker for a good clean tap out. But with this one, number five, I'm going to go with Anderson Silva when he slapped on that triangle choke on Chael Sonnen. So now this is not what I think is the greatest. These are just my personal favorites. And so when I get to that list, you'll see, you might see this on that top five list also. But for right now, I'm going to put this at number five at the bottom of my top five, my personal favorites. So during the whole buildup, this is like one of the first times where you see someone like just completely disrespecting almost like to the point where it comes off as super cocky. And at the time, people really didn't see Chael Sonnen as a real threat to Anderson Silva, just because if you look at his past fights, he would always take people down and he'd dominate, but eventually somehow he'd get caught in a submission. And that was earlier in his career. I believe that was when in his UFC career, but at this point he had, you know, won a few fights in a row. And I think the fight before the Anderson fight was, I think he beat Nate Marquardt, who was, you know, at that point in time, who was always in the conversation as one of the top names at middleweight. But the lead up to the fight, just a lot of trash talk on Chael Sonnen. And this is the first time you see someone do that to Anderson. And so the fight happens, and during the fight, Chael Sonnen he's dominating like every single round, even in the striking. When he lands, he's hurting Anderson. I believe at one point he just hit him with a right hand and like stunned him and then took him down. And then he's dominating, controlling the ground and pound, beating him up in guard the whole time. And we get to the fifth round and everyone goes, oh, and people are like thinking, oh my goodness, like this is the end. Like Chael's going to just take him down again and keep, you know, just hitting him with those dirty grinding punches and elbows from the guard. And that's what he did. He takes him down and he's just doing that. And then all of a sudden, with like a minute and a half, maybe even less time than that, in the final round, Anderson just slips on that triangle choke and then Chael taps. Now, Chael argued that he didn't tap, but you can see his hand kind of like slap the leg. And to me, that's got to be the greatest comeback in terms of magnitude of the fight and the way the fight was going. Now, and that's really what puts that on my top five list. Now, when you think of comebacks, you'll think, you know, the first thing that comes to a lot of people's mind is Chet Congo, Pat Barry. But like I just said, with the buildup and who was in the fight and what the fight was for, and then what happened during the fight before Anderson slaps on that submission, it's ridiculous. So that's what puts that in my top five. So, number four on my all-time favorite submissions is Kenny Florian over Clay Guida. So, this is Kenny Florian coming off of the title fight with BJ Penn, and this is Clay Guida coming off that now Hall of Fame fight against Diego Sanchez. So, during the fight, Kenny Florian looks really, really good. Kenny Florian is also known for his, like, as a master game plan person. So, like, he watches film, he breaks down his opponents, and he's fully prepared in all areas when he goes into a fight. Clay Guida is a wild man. Like, he even looks like a caveman with that long hair and his fighting style, which is just wild, nonstop cardio for freaking days. Guida never gets freaking tired at all. So during the fight, it's a pretty good fight. And then I believe it's the second round. Kenny Florian catches him with a left hand that kind of drops him and gets, I don't remember if he gets right on top of him, but he gets his back and then eventually gets his back and then slaps on that rear naked choke and gets the tap. Reason why it's number four, it was a great performance by Kenny Florian, and he's also a guy who I don't think gets his name never really gets mentioned when it comes to not the greatest, but when you think of well-rounded skills and not just like his stand-up skills, his grappling, but also like his fight IQ. Like a lot of people like to mention Dominic Cruz, but I think Kenny Florian's fight IQ is, I think he has the number one if I had, you know, to do a fight IQ list, I think he's number one. Plus, at that time, Clay Guida was always discussed as, like, you know, he was a recognizable name. He's one of the top guys at that time, and a tough out for anyone. A guy who's always going to push the pace on you, and Kenny Florian did a great job of breaking him down and catching him and with that left hand, and then eventually working his way to that rear naked choke. So, number four on my knockouts list is Cain Velasquez over Big Nog. Now, for those that don't know, it's Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira. The reason I say that is because there's two of them. There's Minotauro, twins. Yeah, Big Nog, Lil Nog. So this is the heavyweight. This is Big Nog. And this is Cain Velasquez. He's coming up. He's working his way up the heavyweight rankings and stuff like that. And this is Nogueira coming off that great performance over Randy Couture. And this is way back in the day because, you know, Randy was still fighting. But Cain Velasquez, you know, he was like an anomaly in the heavyweight division. He wasn't big in terms of size, but what he more than made up for in pace. This dude was at his best. To me, he's the greatest heavyweight of all time. Put him at his best versus any other heavyweight at their best, and I think he smokes all of them. Like, he just completely dusts them. But what held him back was, you know, his long history of injuries. And a lot of it was his back issues. So, during this fight, you can see Cain Velasquez and it's really his striking that really shows out because, you know, him and Frank Mir are the two top submission heavyweights of all time. And Cain Velasquez, I think it's this, I forgot which round it was, but, you know, they're fighting, it's a good fight, and he catches them with, I think it's a 3 or 4 punch combo that floors Nogueira. And for a heavyweight, he has some fast hands, and his what was really good was his kickboxing technique. And he hits him, I think it's a right left right that drops him, I believe. And I think this is the fight that got him the title fight. This is the performance that got him the fight with Brock Lesnar. But this knockout was good for a lot of things for Cain Velasquez, because he was not really knocking guys out. It was more like TKOs. And he got a lot of criticism for the Chet Congo fight because he landed like over 200 punches, I believe, and didn't knock him out. So a lot of people were questioning his power as a heavyweight. And when he floored Nogueira, I think Nogueira only had like 4, maybe 5 losses at the time. So this really, you know, kind of shut people up when it came to talking about the power in his hands. Thank you for listening to this episode. Tune in on Fridays where we review the past weekend's card while also looking at the next upcoming card.